Okay, we have the great opportunity to review a topic once again that I had thought would be a three-day topic, but it will be a two-day topic. There's definitely 3 days of Torah for this topic. It is quite, and unfortunately, apropos these days. All I have to do is kind of switch the name, but the Shiloh today that we'll be discussing is the IDF's halachic responsibility and maybe moral responsibility to help out in times of tragedy. The recent terror attacks in Nice and in Turkey and now in Germany yesterday, and a few minutes ago there was another explosion heard in Turkey again. We know already from Israel's amazing response years ago in Haiti, their amazing response in many other countries. Nepal, they're usually one of the first teams to go. And it's quite amazing and quite a big kiddush Hashem. Shaila is halachically, is there a chiyuv to this? And that's what I kind of want to see. And it opens up a larger discussion, is our interactions with the non-Jewish nations and, you know, how we should deal with them. My original topic is called being gentle to the Gentiles. Is there a chiyuv? Yes, sir.
Wouldn't you say when the IDF does these kind of things, it's more realistically for propaganda purposes.
I prefer PR than propaganda.
Okay, PR.
Yeah,
PR
thank you.
Purposes,
correct.
It even crosses their mind, like moral responsibility.
Yes, I do.
PR, like, yeah. For example, after Haiti, everyone went around saying that we went there to harvest organs. After
right.
Everything we've ever done, we
have right.
never gotten positive PR.
Right. We're also just as far as a nation, not really good at, in the nation of Israel, is one of the worst PR nations ever, which is kind of funny because in the United States, some of the major PR firms are Jewish. I know somebody who's quite a successful PR person who claims, at least, that he has a close relationship with Netanyahu, and he's gone to him many times and said, you know, do this, do that, you know. And we're just horrible at it, because Israel, as usual, the Israelis think they know better than anybody else. So you're correct that part of it is that, but I really do believe that Jew, I hope, feels a greater responsibility to the world. Again, I'm giving the example, let's give the example of Turkey. There, you know, well, maybe not, maybe that's not a good example, but let's say Nepal or Haiti, you know there are no Jews there, so you want to tie it to me, they're going to Nice now to help them out, because there's Jewish there, or certainly, you know, there could also be Israelis there, and in Turkey, you know. So I'm talking about a situation where they're going totally altruistic approaches. What would the halacha be? Yeah.
Are we looking at it from a very strict, do they have to go or not, or is this
from a very strict what?
That whether they have to go or not as like a new thing, or is it a reputation after?
No, so I'm not discussing the political side of the fact that, you know, Israel's always seen as X, so let's do more. I don't, just parenthetically, this is not a halachic, you know, statement that I'm making now, but I don't think that, you know, Israel has a obligation to try to, you know, be good, meaning to try to be, what? Yeah, because but that's a Kiddush Hashem. That's what Jews should be doing, and that's what we're going to see here. Is that what the issue is? Or there's going to be hate when they say, oh, Israel's the only nation. We know this isn't true, because Israel generally is the first to respond, and many other countries don't. Yeah.
Would we even recognize Israel as a halakhic?
Yes. Says the anti-Zionist. No, yeah, it's a very good question. That's actually going to be a major...
Those that,
whoa.
Is it? I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
That's a little good. So tomorrow's discussion is going to have a lot to do with that. The Rambam in source number 6 is going to be a major question of what is the government today in Israel. So don't worry about it. You didn't ask an anti-Zionistic question. You're right. How do we define that? So if you want to just take the word IDF out of it so you can present this year in your Haredi shul, so I would tell you that the general Shiloh, how do we help our Jews? I know a story. This is a true story. My family doctor many, many years ago, Dr. Harris, used to have an office in Farakwe. And Dr. Harris told a story to my member. I couldn't have been more than, you know, 8, even though I went to him until I was like 16. But I was a little kid, and he told a story about in Farakwe, there was somebody who Nebuch got hurt. Clearly, that person was not from what they look like. And they needed an ambulance. So they ran into the house of someone, knocked on the door. A religious person answered, and he said, please call an ambulance. You know, this person needs it. And he said, I'm sorry. It's Shabbos, and we can't call an ambulance. That's a chilul Hashem. That's Eva. That's all the things that we're talking about. Okay? Good.
Even if it was not life-threatening, you still have
that. Yes. What's life-threatening? I had a Shiloh this week, unfortunately. The Shiloh was, if a person came to me and said, it's not life-threatening, but they told me that I have to go to the hospital. Should I go to the hospital? So I said, if it was Tuesday, my Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to say, is it Tuesday? Would you go to the hospital on Tuesday? So he said to me, yes. I'm like, go to the hospital then. So if there's a reasonable reason, a guy comes to you, oh, now he could be. So fine. So let's look at the Gemara. Let's get to this. Oh my God. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So the Gemara here discusses in Gittin. I will admit to you, to be intellectually honest, there is a Mishnah as well to this, which is important. There's a Mishnah in Gittin which speaks about, and keep this in mind, about we don't protest when, again, I'm just using colloquial terms, goy, Gentile, take, I don't mean anything negative, of course, we don't protest when a non-Jew will take shichcha, leket, peah, even though, of course, they're not supposed to, it's supposed to be for Jews, mishum darchei shalom. So here the Gemara talks about different cases. Ein machmin biyad ani nachrim, ubalek shichcha peah. This is from the Mishnah. If they darchei shalom, tanu rabbanon, the rabbis, Lord, mifarsim ani, Nachrim, im on the Yisrael, mevakum chole nachrim, im chole Yisrael, kfarim meisei nachrim, im meisei Yisrael, mevnei dach Hashem. The Gemara discusses that we don't go into a rubble of people who have been hurt and look around and say, excuse me, is there a Cohen here? Is there a Berkowitz here? Right? And when a guy comes up to you and clearly he's not Jewish, you say, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Clearly not. So the Gemara has an important bolded word, which I bolded, and we'll see why I bolded it, and that's what's the word im, together with. So far, seemingly, it appears to me that the Tanu Rabbanon here is talking about mefarsim ani nachri im. So you get a knock on the door, right? And somebody says, hi, shalom aleichem, I'm collecting money for chinuch atzmi. Oh, it's a wonderful organization. So you give him money, and you're about to close the door, and he goes, hey, forget about it. My name's Vinny. I'm also collecting for chinuch atzmi. So says the Gemara, you gotta give them money. You can't just let say, I'm sorry, Vinny, I'm not going to help you. Same thing. Kovrim Mesa Yisrael. Right? The same thing, where we have a Jewish burial society, and there's a non-Jew. Same thing. The Vakum Cholim, all these different things. In fact, when I had this chus of doing, of being able to do Bikur Cholim, so they always would tell us, which I hope is obvious, that when you're in the hospital, so you have bed 1, 2, or 3. Bed 3 was the one closest to the window. So if you go to bed 3 and you're crossing over the first two people, don't just be like, I always have made a point of saying, you know, I wouldn't say them refuah shalom, v'soch shachar chole Yisrael, but I would say, you know, you should feel better, you know, hope you have a better day today, or something like that. Even though they're not Jewish, that's what we do. It's exactly this case. V'chein, there's a Gemara, there's a Yerushalmi, in Masechet Gittin, Perek Hay. The same with Goyim, Mishael Goyim, Mishael Yisrael, Mefarsim Ani, Goyim Va'ani Yisrael, Mevakim Chalu Goyim V'Chalu Yisrael, Gvorim Mesa Goyim V'Mesa Yisrael, Menicham Avelim Goyim V'Avle Yisrael, Marisa Goyim V'Chalu Yisrael, Nevei Dach Hashalom. So the only reason why I brought this Yerushalmi is it didn't use that all important word im together with, and maybe we could say that it's not necessarily true that it has to be together with. Right? It could be even separately. So if the door knocks, and Vinny's at the door, and he's collecting money for a reputable stucco thing, not just for him to get booze. So maybe we can say what? Maybe we can say that, in fact, what would the halacha be? That you can help him. That's the ikkar question here. Again, this opens up a much broader topic of that, why are we helping this person? We'll see in a moment. But are we helping them just because we're nice people and we should be nice people, whether they're Jewish or not Jewish? Or do we say, no, our obligation to help them first and foremost is because it's not nice. It's not going to look good. Interesting. Rashi. In Mesa Yisrael, lo b'kver Yisrael. B'kver Yisrael. I don't want you to misinterpret and think we're actually going to put them in the same cemetery. We have very distinct and important halachos that we have our own cemeteries. We're buried in our own cemeteries. And in fact, there are different type of people that might not go. Politically, this was a big question in the town that I live in Beit Shemesh, when the, I'm not sure why it came up, but about 5 years ago, when they were redoing the cemetery, they made a request that there should be, in Israel, when you die, it's the only thing that you get for free. So burial is free in Israel, if you have a public, meaning you go through. So one, there were two problems, and for example, and many people pay a lot of money to be buried in Har Menuchos, because you guarantee to be buried in the ground, as opposed to being buried in like a mausoleum style, right? One on top of the other. At some point in different types of locations, they'll have to do that. Har Menuchos has where there's somebody buried actually what we call underground, and then there are people that are buried on top of them. Stumma doesn't really seem to be so problematic, but people pay thousands and thousands of dollars to make sure they actually are in the ground. Okay? The other problem, challenge that they brought up is the Haredi wanted to have their own burial corner because they didn't want to be buried with people that were not from. And they got a kol kore signed by many rabbanim saying that that should be. So I happened to be present when somebody approached a rabbi in the community to sign it. And he looked at it and he said, first of all, he said to the rabbi who asked him to sign it, he said, I can't believe that you signed it. He says, first of all, we know how firm other people are. He says that probably most people from what we call old Beit Shemesh, the Sfardim, are firmer than we will ever be. I have a housekeeper. I don't know how particularly firm she is, but the way that she talks about her belief in Hashem, I wish I had as much emunah as she did. So that we know for sure. So Rashi just points out it's not together. Elements asking b'hem im moitzim harugim im Yisrael. We take care of them if they're together. So the Rashba says, what is Rashi getting at over here? So the Rashba, as opposed to the Ran, and this is really important, source number 4, says as follows. Nira mitoch perusho dafka ka'amar im meisim Yisrael kalomar be'odeinu mit'asek im shar meisim Yisrael te'az havei lei eva im me'askin be'elu u'manichim es elu aval im moitzim bifnei atzmam lo denok. Sorry, buddy. Comes the Rashba, and it's mechadish chidish gadol atzum ad ma'oid. And that is the word im is purposely put there in the Gemara because it's only if they are together. But if there is a rubble in Turkey and you know for sure there are no Jews there, says the Rashba, what do you have to go there for? You don't have to help them. We're not talking about Shabbos now. We're not talking about the Mechil Shabbos would be a different Shiloh. Unbelievably interesting, I think.
Jews in the area or in the attack?
In the attack. Right? We happen to know there are no Jews there. So says the Rashba, that's exactly why. Why do you keep saying the word im? Now, what's the big problem with this? Because if you read the first line of the Gemara in source number 1, it says, we don't say no to them if they took Peleka and scream out in our farm, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing, Vinny? You can't take that. That's only for Jews. Where's the Lashon here that says im? So why can't you say anything there? So the question is, where does Rashba get off by saying this? I mean, he's basing it on Rashi. I think that there's a question on this.
Is that, then let's say there's a place where they're not Jews, then that means that they're going to the Jews, because if they're with them with the Jews.
Right. So let's say you go to current attacks, you go to Haiti, so you're about 100% sure, you know, the Haitian Chabad is not yet open. You know what I'm saying? There's no Jews there. Whatever, right? So you know that you know Nis Rachman al Islam. So they're Jews. So you go, that's the reason you're going. This is a huge Rashba. Now it's important. Anybody who's listening in YU land, or anybody who's here, you have to come back tomorrow because this is an introduction to this year. It could be, and it will be, that we'll see some unique interpretations. The Ran disagrees. And here in the Chedusha of the Ran, the lo b'shah shemet asik im Nesa Yisrael nami ka'amar elo lomash k'shem shem askim im Nesa Yisrael kach ma'askim im Nesa Goyim. That's not what he meant. The Gemara didn't mean to use the word in as a purposeful word to include only when they're together. He says, just like you, so too you should. Meaning, and it totally brings this one out of the order. It says, what are you, crazy? Right? You want to tell me that, you know, we consider Jews like our own brothers, and obviously if I were to inform you right now, I said, listen, you know, you're a firefighter. There's two fires going on. One's in your house, and one's some guy in the community. So everybody knows you're going to run to your house first. Right? That makes sense. So we consider every Jew is like your own house, but what, you're not going to go take care of the other fire? It says the run. It doesn't make any sense. The Yerushalmi, says the Ran, never used the words im. The Goyim, Mishal Goyim, Mishal Yisrael. It says that's the Raya. Again, we generally have this cloud that if it's a Yerushalmi against a Babli, the Babli wins. It's not always true. But here he says, there's no machlokes over here. You just misinterpret the word im to include only. The Rashba doesn't make any sense. Okay, so it's very important to understand. We have two central views. Again, this is a, if you will, I think, a, in my opinion, halacha shir par excellence. Why? Number one, because I'm giving it. But number two, because you're really learning how halacha will develop, and you're going to start to see this now. So we start with the Gemara, we go to two Rishonim, we still have machlokes and Rishonim, and now, in a moment, we'll start to get to the halacha. The Rambam. These Rambams are gems. These, we're gonna spend a little bit more time on this tomorrow, the Rambams, but see the Rambams as they are. The Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Halacha Hey Mefaritzim Ani Avid Yechachavim Im Ani Yisrael Mipnei Darchei Shalom. Okay, no definitive line over here. He quotes the Mishnah. V'shalom v'shlomo. You should ask, how are you doing? Even if it's Christmas, you're allowed to ask them, he says. The ain koiflim lahem shalom leolam. The lo yichas lebeisah shalom v'nikachavim b'yom chagigasam. However, you shouldn't go in there on Christmas. You shouldn't give them presents. You shouldn't accept presents on the day. Both different things. But to be a nice person, there's no isser in that. So the Rambam is saying, I hope what is obvious to us, we have a chiyuv to be friendly people. The famous story about Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, unfortunately, where Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, when he was on his way to shul, would always pass the home on his way to shul in Muncie of a nun, of a sister. Yes. What do you call them in? Okay. So, good. So in that place, he would pass the nun, and he would say to them what? He would say good morning. So after this happened a few months, he went ahead and was stopped by this nun. She says, excuse me, Rabbi, can I talk for just a moment? Sure. She says, can I ask you a question? Sure. She says, why is it in your religion only the rabbis are allowed to say good morning to women and not anybody else? What's the reason? So apparently, as the story goes, he asked to speak in shul that Shabbos, and he went crazy that people are not friendly. And Rahman al-Islam, I wish this was only a Jewish Gentile problem. On Shabbos, you know, you don't daven in the right shul, so people won't take a Shabbos here. My wife and I have this minug, right? We have a minug of always trying to say good Shabbos first before they do. In fact, there is, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm no, usually we're always first. Usually we're always first. So sometimes people get surprised. I believe that's the reason why. When you greet somebody, the general greeting is Shalom Aleichem, right? And what do you greet them back? Aleichem Shalom. The question is why? Beautiful idea. The word Shalom is one of the kinyanim of the Rabbanu Shalom. It's one of God's names. So when you say Shalom Aleichem, you're responding in the name of God. Because somebody who greets a fellow, anybody first, so he deserves, he's allowed to use the name of Hashem. But when you answer back, it's almost sad that you didn't say it first. So you answer, Alechem Shalom. For you, there should be Shalom. Right? Meaning what? I screwed up. I should have said hello to you first. So you're allowed to mention Hashem's name first, and that's the way that it works. Interesting. So, Rambam number one, no chiddush. Rambam number two is big, in my opinion. And we'll see tomorrow how big it is. Ein, this is Vav. Ein kol hadvarim, source number six. Ha'omrim, elabizman, shegilu yisrael lebein obed kachavim. That. So, Ella Bizman should go to Yisrael to Bain Obed Kachavim. These halachas of Im, you have to help out, only applies when? Bizman should go to Yisrael to Bain Obed Kachavim, when we're living together with the non Jews. Oh, Shayat Akum Tekifa Al Yisrael. It's Tekifa. What does Tekifa literally mean? Tekifa. We're in charge. It's good. You like that. It was above the shoulders. Tekifa im Yisrael. Aval bizman sheyad Yisrael, at a time where the nation of Israel tekifa leim also lanu lahaniach oyri chachon beinenu. So exactly what is the Rambam getting at? Says we shouldn't live with them. So maybe the im doesn't apply. That's a different case. But the question is, obviously, what are you going to say, Nu? Why do I care about this Rambam so much? Come on. Thank you very much. Yes. That's exactly it. This Rambam is a key Rambam in our understanding of what the modern state of Israel is. Okay? I'm going to read it to you again, and I want you to respond to me what you think. Is the state of Israel like this? Bizman shegilu Yisrael lebein oved kachavim, or the nations of the world are not tekifa al Yisrael. They don't have a stronghold over us. Or, bizman sheyad Yisrael tekifa alehem. We have a stronghold them. Also, what do you think? Neither of those. They don't have a stronghold over us. Do they have any power over us?
They have like political power.
They're the strongest country in the world or something.
They give us aid and stuff. They have like political influence. They don't necessarily.
But we rely on them.
If it was us versus the whole world, you could say this.
We rely on that.
Okay, so this is a very fair machloikas. We'll see tomorrow. It's not you're allowed to disagree. You still call it a Zionist. Rav Unterman, the chief rabbi of Israel, will agree with some of you, and Rav David Halevi, chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, will agree with some of you as well. So this is a for tomorrow. A very important one. And now, even though you thought that one was the most important Rambam of today's discussion, also you'll have to stay tomorrow to see a very unique and beautiful interpretation that will take the head of Darchei Shalom, I believe, and put it somewhere else. Zuck the Rambam. What? We would say that the possibility of im and helping maybe doesn't apply if the Jews are in charge. So number one, if we're in charge, let's say of the nation of Israel, and the Rambam, hard for the Rambam to even imagine this would happen after 2,000 years. So it would probably mean that we shouldn't be living together. What are you doing living together with non-Jews? There shouldn't be such a thing. We should be in charge of ourselves. Now the Rambam, I don't know if it's talking about the state of Israel only. Talking about a situation where, you know, we're in charge of a city or a country or whatever it might be. So there is no question of helping other people out because they don't live there. So the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim here in source number 7 says the following thing. Afilu akum tziva chacham in levakir chorla. We have to do all these things. Tziva. What is the lashon tziva? Commanded. The rabbis commanded us to visit them. Why? The Rambam? It can't just be. I'm going to quote you a pasuk. Toiv Hashem lakol, rachama bakol nasa. The Lord, be if He, is good to all, and has rachmanas, compassion upon all of His beings. V'ne'emar? A pasuk I would have expected. Darcheha, Darchei Noam, B'chol Nitzivoseha, Shalom. Darcheha, Darchei Noam, says Zach with a K, so beautifully. I'm sure you have a song. right? So darcher darcheinoim means that the ways of are pleasant of God, and Hashem wants things to make sense to us, and it wouldn't make sense in God's pleasant ways for us not to act in such a beautiful and important way in helping other people, because darcher darcheinoim, God doesn't want us to suffer. Doesn't want things to be difficult for us. This pasuk is oft quoted, and in my opinion, oft quoted incorrectly. You know, I could wish I could wear shorts on Shabbos because darcher darcheinoim. Because that's what Hashem wants me to be comfortable on Shabbos. Okay, it doesn't apply everywhere. My question for you for thought. I'm going to give you almost 24 hours to give me the answer. Oh no, more than 24 hours. Sorry, 48 hours, and that is going to be: why did the Rambam quote two pesukim, and why dafka both of these pesukim? That's your homework. And finally, this lovely afternoon, we will get to the last two sources, the last important part of the shiur, which is of course halachah l'maisa. What's halachah l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa, we start from the earliest of the earliest, the Torah. V'chein mutar l'farnsin ane u'levaker cholim u'levaker may say u'nachim avelim mishum darchasham. Doesn't say the word im. What is the difference between the lashon of the Rambam and the lashon of the Torah? Very important. Ready? V'chein mutar, says the Torah. It's mutar to do this. The Rambam's lashon on the other side of the page, Halacha Vav, says Tzivui Chachamim. Huge difference. A Tzivui is commanded you. You must help non-Jews. Says the Torah, you have a heter. Now, what should be going off in your mind right now, if you're a thinker a bit, and you find this year to be not so boring, is that, wait a minute, how can I now upslug this whole thing? Ooh, this is cool. Let's have some fun now, some lumdus. I have a Rambam who says, you're commanded, and I have a Tur who says, you can if you want to. Maybe we can say, are you listening? Because this is going to be spitz. Maybe we can say that that's the machlekes between the Rashba and the Ram. The Rambam, the Rashba says, you're not chayiv to do it. It just doesn't look good. It's bad PR to be in a broken, fallen down building and only take care of the Jews. It's bad PR. So therefore what? Bad PR. It's mutter to do that. Comes along the Ron and says, what? It's bad PR. There's somebody that's sick. Of course you should help them. Chachamim tziva. That's a tzivoy. Maybe that's the machloikis here between the Rambam and the Tur. A tzivoy, says the Rambam, is our Ram. And this will make sense the way we're going to interpret the Rambam's reason for using Barachim HaBakol Na'asavanim. That's what our chiyuv is. We have to be that. Says the Torah, it's mutter because we have no choice because they're going to say things about us. The famous line of Eva. What's Eva's hate? They're going to hate us. And like, imagine, you know, this is actually a true story. You know, when Hatzalah gets a call from somebody clearly who sounds like a non-Jew, they help them. They don't legally have to help them. They're a private volunteer ambulance service. Why do they do it? Hey, story we did last week in Yichud of Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked about picking up the tow truck company's wife, the owner. Isn't it Yichud? So, well, if you don't pick her up, she's going to tell her husband never pick up a Jew again if he's on the side of the road. What? Yes, it is. That's what happens when you come late. Yeah, sure. You could do things that are also with them. So you're right. Could be that the level's not midoraisa. So question whether it's midoraisa or not. Not for now. But according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, there's an inyan of eva. So it's the same thing. And that's why, you know, we'll see how broad the heter is. Not for now either. But if you're a volunteer, you know, ambulance person, or you're in the firefighter team, so on Shabbos, if they tell you the church is burning down, you say, well, the church is burning down, it's Shabbos. No Jews there. There might be Jews there. But, so of course you help out, Mishum Eva. The question is, you know, can you get a day off? Do you have to work every, that's a different story. So, that is the Bach quotes Rashi, Harugim im Yisrael atam l'shoinai mash mefuresh de ein mefarsim ein mevakrim ein korgim lagoyim eladavka im Yisrael v'im kein b'hedjo b'mesas gittin chen im yesh l'tum l'posuk v'rabbeinu v'kan b'stam v'chein mutu l'farsim anu Yisrael de mashma afilu einam im Yisrael. The Bach says, I don't understand. Rashi's obvious that it's not like somebody asked me before, what is the Rashba coming to add to Rashi? So here, the Bach says, what are you talking about, adding to Rashi? Rashi's clearly just using the word im as a colloquialism, and clearly, of course, you should help people. De mashma, filo enam im Yisrael. You have to help people. That's mashma. The Rashba's not mashma. But gamad besmag be'asim kusamach beiz. Quotes, Kosov Divrei Rabbeinu, Vechein Kosov Aran, Lahedja, so Perik and Ezekiel. It's obvious that you have to help out non-Jews in these cases. It doesn't use the word im, lo shanu, im. Right? And this is obviously the way, as we saw in the Rambam holds, says the Rosh, Vesh Lamar, Dema, the Kosov, im Mesa Yisrael, Lav Davka, Kamar Beli Mesa Yisrael. Okay, very, very important. Finally, you don't have this on your sheet because I was wanted to save the trees in the Holy Land of Guilford, New York. The Shulchan Aruch Kapaskin, we'll see this tomorrow. Mishuru Ovrim Bemezid, Mechan Mitzos Amuris Matora, Velo Asa Tshuva, Eno Chayv, Lizvaz, Velo Lizvaz, Mefarsim, and he says, and points out, and it says, there's another place, and we help out non Jews with Jews. Nivnei Dach Hashalom. And he quotes the Torah. So we saw the Torah said, Mutter. It's interesting. The Shach. Lo Davka, Lav Davka, Ela Afilo Ane Ovid Kochavim, Lechud, Umifarzim Nivnei Dach Hashalom. Who does he quote? Who is that like? I'll read you the Shach again. You don't have it in front of you. Lav Davka, Ela Afilo Ane Ovid Kochavim, Lechud, Umifarzim Nivnei Dach Hashalom. Who says you help everybody? Machlekes. Ron Rashba. Ron says we run to help out everybody. The Rashba says don't rush to help people out only if you have to. The Shach is the Ron. The Taz. Rabbanu Masir Mani Yavid Chachavim Mani Yisrael Mashma Aval Bifnei Atzmam Lo. So he quotes the name of the Marshal, the Atur is the Sphere, the Gamar, Lav Dafka, Amar Im, Vudachuk, Lodiek, Baal, Hatamud Bebraisa, Bishlashano, Bilushono, Lomar, Lav Dafka, Yosem Ishadiak Atur. Lanias Daiti, Nicha, this is the Taz talking, Debe Emes, Ein Chiluk, Bain, Im Oni Yisrael, Olav Bebraisa, Shalo Tolar, Hu, the Amar Mafsidim, Oni Ovari Kachovim. So the Taz is important. He says, I don't understand. This is a heter. Look at, you don't have it. The bolded part, as you see, says, Sein hadavar mishum mitzvah ela hetera. Like the tour, not like the Rambam, and like the Rashba. Finally, the Urcha Shulchan uses the words in Siman Reish No Nalav, which is the Siman we're doing now, Velo dafka im on the Yisrael, the afilu ba levado lito nosim lo the nosim afilu im leprakim oiver avera. You still help it out. You give him parnasa. So what we've seen so far, and tomorrow we'll do really halacha l'maisa, I think, is that when it comes to this machlekes, everybody agrees that if there's any small possibility of Ava, Simna, whatever it might be, we always help out non-Jews. The further question is, how far do we go with this? Do we travel to a country in order to help out when we know there's no? So seemingly, if we hold like the Ran, if we hold like the Rambam, if we hold like the Shach, it seems obvious that we have a Chiyuv because you're a human being to help out other human beings. However, the Rashba says that the word im was purposeful. And the Taz seems to agree with that. If we had a whiteboard or we had a chalkboard, so if we were to weigh the scales and see who's the majority here, so clearly the majority goes with those that say that you should help out a non-Jew even if he's not with the Jews. And that's, I think, we'll see in that tomorrow. Questions that are left open that we have to answer tomorrow, and then we could enjoy a delicious lunch, I'm sure. Questions that are open tomorrow is the Rambam. What is the Rambam's practical ramification of modern day, the state of Israel? Tkifas, what does that mean today? Number one. Number two, why did the Rambam add Varachama v'akol ma'asav as a pasuk and not Darcher Darche Noam as the pasuk? And in that, what is the Jew's moral obligation in the world? And in a halachic sense, if the IDF was to, you know, ask, and I do think that they care because they ask wonderful and amazing questions. There are great commanders in the army who ask people like Rav Asher Weiss the most difficult of questions. This is what is importantly left open. I want to point out one thing that I didn't mention. I think I got to everything that I wanted to get to. Is that one shita that we did not see, right? We saw the Rambams, but within the interpretation of Mishum Darche Shalom, we see that the Shulchan Aruch seemingly holds like the Rambam itself, and the Ramah himself as well holds like this. The Gra seemingly holds like the Ramah as well. And the Mordechai, and says that the word is Rak'im. The Gra says that it's only Im. And that's what the Mordechai held. Now the Gra interprets the Ramah differently than we were saying until now. So it's just interesting to point that out and why that would be so. So what we'll see tomorrow is that there is a chiluk potentially between these two views, and even within the views, like with Rashi, we have two shitas in Rashi. One who says no. Clearly, Rashi means im was with im, and the other says no. Clearly, he didn't mean im is within. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll see some very fabulous historical facts, at least I think, of three of the great rabbis of our generation, Rav Unterman, Rav Chaim David Halevi, and the Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, on this very, very important topic.